Illinois law requires vacant seats in the General Assembly be filled within 30 days by a managing committee for the state senate or house district in question. The replacement must come from the same political party as their predecessor. According to Matt Dietrich with the Illinois State Board of Elections, there's only one case where appointees have to run in a special election to fill out a term.
You can't have a managing committee appoint a replacement to serve more than a 28-month period. The voters always get their say for the next 2 years.
Special elections don't happen that often. Mostly lawmakers resign close to the end of their terms or leave an open seat at the end of their terms. With 24 months left in Brady's term, Republican Party chairs from Tazewell, Sangamon, McLean, Logan, and Menard counties will decide who serves the rest of that time. Each chair has a weighted vote based on how many votes Bill Brady received in their county in the last general election. Tazewell County's Republican chair, Jim Rule, will have the biggest say in the process with about 37% of the vote.
Those people, basically through my vote, will be voting again for the new candidate that we select.
Sangamon and McLean counties control a bit more than 20% of the vote each. Logan and Menard counties hold lesser shares. Applications for the seat close on the 15th. Rule says the committee will meet face-to-face the next day. They'll vet applications, conduct background checks, and eventually interview selected candidates. Kent Redfield is a retired political scientist at the University of Illinois Springfield. Redfield says the outcome is uncertain.
Sometimes it's just a done deal. Who's going to be the replacement? This time, that doesn't seem to be the case.
Redfield says the multi-county nature of the district makes the appointment process an exercise in coalition building. Tazewell County Republican Party Chair Jim Rule says there's been healthy interest in the seat from candidates.
We're getting a lot of phone calls from them. We're getting phone calls from people that support them, and that's great. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what campaigning is, and that's what the political arena looks like.
One announced candidate for the slot is Tazewell County Board Chair David Zimmerman. Political scientist Kent Redfield says David Zimmerman's decision to run for the position makes the coalition math more difficult for other candidates because he lives in the county with the biggest share of the vote.
You would assume that the county board chairman and the county party chairman were on the same page, that they were not rivals. Although, you know, that certainly can happen.
County party chairs have not given public signals which way they're leaning. Ultimately, Redfield says this appointment probably won't have much impact on the balance of power in Springfield.
We're talking about getting to be one of 18 Republican senators out of a Senate that has 59 members. So you're getting to be one member of a very small minority.
Of course, it's important to voters in the district. Tazewell County Party Chair Jim Rule says the appointment process is an opportunity to affect the state and its politics.
There's really a bad taste in people's mouth right now about government in Illinois, and we need to change that. I mean, government has a purpose, and we need to get the right people in these jobs.
The person who gets the appointment to the district may not represent the same constituents for very long at all. Kent Redfield says the redistricting process this year means the new senator could face a very different reality next election. I'm Christine Hatfield.